البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وأما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue today بإذن الله as well with the topic of اعتكاف during our series of Ramadan Q&A, and this is part 2 of اعتكاف. The first question of today, is it permissible to do اعتكاف when you're not fasting? And is fasting a condition for i'tikaf to be permissible or performed? The scholars say that it is permissible for a man or a woman to do i'tikaf if they aren't fasting outside the month of Ramadan. Whether it is a mandatory i'tikaf if a person made a vow to do i'tikaf, or it is a voluntary i'tikaf, wallahu a'lam. In general, as we mentioned, they said it's not a condition for you to be fasting. Obviously, if you do an i'tikaf in Ramadan, you should be fasting, not because of i'tikaf, but because of Ramadan. They say the dalil is that when Umar radiallahu anhu made an oath to make i'tikaf at night in the Masjid al-Haram, the Prophet ﷺ told him, fulfill your oath and your vow to Allah Azza wa Jal. Scholars say, this is a strong dalil that, you know, it's permissible to do i'tikaf at night, and nighttime is a time where people aren't fasting, you can't fast at night. So, in reality, you do not have to be fasting to perform i'tikaf, as we mentioned, unless it is Ramadan, wallahu a'lam. Is the condition of doing i'tikaf in the masjid limited for men, or can women do i'tikaf at home? A lot of sisters do ask, are we allowed to do i'tikaf at home? We say that the majority of the scholars said that the ruling is the same for men and women, that it is not permissible for a person to do i'tikaf except in a masjid. As Ibn Hubayrah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَأَجْمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا يَصِحُ اعْتِكَافُ الْمَرْأَةِ فِي بَيْتِهَا. The scholars agreed unanimously that it is not permissible for the woman to do i'tikaf in her house, except Abu Hanifa. He said, إِلَّا أَبَا حَنِيفَ فَإِنَّهُ قَالَ يَجُوزُ لَهَا الْاعْتِكَافُ فِي مَسْجِدِ بَيْتِهَا. He said it is permissible for her to do i'tikaf in the masjid of her house. If she had a musalla room in her house, then she can do that. That's according to Abu Hanifa. But we say that, sisters, you should only do i'tikaf in the masjid. Why? Because the adillah are so strong, going back to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to do i'tikaf, they asked the Prophet for permission and they did it in the masjid. If it was permissible for them to do it at home, the Prophet والسلام, would have told them so. Keep in mind, Aisha radiallahu anha's house was literally right next to the masjid. It had a door directly to the masjid of the Prophet. So if it was permissible, the Prophet would have allowed Aisha to do i'tikaf in her house. So it is a condition, yes, to do i'tikaf in the masjid, whether you're a man or a woman. Do you have to take permission of your parents to do i'tikaf? Al-Shaykh Al-Adani rahimahullah, he said, the young kids or young adults, yani young teenagers, they should not do i'tikaf except with the permission of their parents, especially if their parents are in need of them and their help. So if there's going to be harm caused towards your parents or your own self due to i'tikaf, you're going to miss out on your studies, fail your exams, your parents need you in their work job site or on their job site and so on, you need to take their permission first. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. If you initiate and you start i'tikaf, do you have to finish it? Do you have to continue and finish this i'tikaf, or can you just break it halfway through? The scholars said, according to the ayah, وَلَا تُبَطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, do not nullify your actions, or as Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us in this ayah, subhanAllah, here the scholars say the action, if it was mandatory, then you should not break it halfway through. So if you're doing i'tikaf, and you made a vow to do this i'tikaf, then you should continue it at the end. And if you change your mind halfway through, you can't get out because you already made an oath to Allah Azza wa Jal to make it. If you are doing a voluntary i'tikaf, like the last 10 days of Ramadan, it is preferred for you to continue through the i'tikaf and not to leave or break your i'tikaf. As we mentioned, it is disliked for you to do so, Allah Ta'ala A'lam. So if you didn't make a vow to Allah Azza wa Jal, you can make or you break your i'tikaf and leave the masjid. There's no sin upon you, بإذن الله تعالى. طيب, if you want to do i'tikaf, you start the i'tikaf, and halfway through something happens and you end up leaving the masjid and breaking your i'tikaf for an emergency, what do you do in that case? Do you have to make up that i'tikaf after Ramadan? The scholars say it is recommended because of the hadith that's narrated in the authentic Bukhari and Muslim narrations. As they said, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and narrated that when the Prophet ﷺ, once he left i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he did instead 10 days of i'tikaf in Shawwal. And this is general in the sunan and the voluntary actions that you are used to performing. Yani if you always, every single night, pray night prayers, and one time you sleep through the night and you don't pray any night prayers, it is permissible for you to make up these prayers and pray them as qada during the day time after sunrise, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. What is recommended for you during i'tikaf? Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مستحباته أن يشتغل الإنسان بطاعة الله عز وجل من القرآن من قراءة القرآن والذكر والصلاة وغير ذلك. He said, from the recommendations of i'tikaf is what's mustahab is for you to busy yourself with the obedience of Allah عز وجل, from reading Quran, from dhikr, from praying and so on, and not to waste your time with worthless things. He said, do not, وأن لا يضيع وقته فيما لا فائدة منه أو فيه. He said, do not waste your time with worthless matters because you're missing out on the reward of i'tikaf. The point of i'tikaf is for you to be in seclusion, away from everybody, and busy yourself with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Uthaymeen, he continues and he states, يعني subhanAllah, he said, some people do i'tikaf and they always talk to people and waste their time. They take it as a hangout. He said, this is not يعني recommended. He said, though, knowing this, it is permissible to sometimes talk to people. Yani not all the time. Let's say after iftar, you've had iftar with your brothers in the masjid that are doing i'tikaf. You sat and talked to them for 20 minutes, half an hour. That's fine. If your wife wants to visit you, masalan, after Taraweeh and sit with you for 5 or 10 minutes, that's permissible. Why? Because in the authentic narrations that the Prophet ﷺ, when he was in i'tikaf, Safiya, his wife, radiyallahu anha, she used to come to him and talk to him for about an hour, and then she would go back to her house. That's as Ibn Uthaymeen stated, rahimahullahu ta'ala. But don't make it a hangout for you and your wife. That could harm the other brothers that are doing i'tikaf. But again, it is permissible for you to talk to people every now and then, but don't make i'tikaf a social gathering. Don't turn it into a social gathering. Now, what are you required to avoid during i'tikaf? You are required to avoid foul speech, lying, deception, buying, selling, committing sins, having intimacy with your wife during i'tikaf, whether in the masjid or outside the masjid. What are the conditions of a masjid for it to be considered for i'tikaf? The scholars say the condition is that the masjid has to be a masjid where the 5 daily prayers are prayed, a place where you don't have to leave to perform your 5 daily prayers. Otherwise, for you as a man, as a lot of scholars say, it's mandatory on the believer, the men amongst the believers, to pray in the masjid in jama'ah. So a masjid that you do i'tikaf, if you do i'tikaf in a masjid, you should do it in a place where Salat al-Jama'ah, the 5 daily prayers, are prayed. If Friday prayers isn't performed in that masjid, it is fine. You can leave the masjid to go attend Friday prayers, because that's not something that's regular. It happens once or twice during i'tikaf, which is fine. But for others, yani subhanAllah, if you do i'tikaf in a place where Jama'ah isn't prayed, leaving the masjid 5 times a day to pray Jama'ah is something that contradicts with the spirit of i'tikaf. So we say pray in a place where Salat al-Jama'ah is performed, and there's no harm if a place doesn't hold the Friday prayers. You can leave, pray Friday prayers, and come back to your house, to the masjid, in Allah ta'ala. What are the best places to make i'tikaf, or the best masajid? The scholars say the best of all masajid to perform i'tikaf is the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, then after that, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, then after that, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, in Palestine, في القدس. Because those are the best of all masajid in Islam or on earth. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.